Praise the Lord. It's so wonderful to be in his house today. John F. Kennedy is credited with popularizing the aphorism, "A rising tide lifts all boats." It suggests that investing in economic development can benefit everyone who participates in the economy. A rising tide lifts all boats. Rising tide. Rising tides. Investing in economic development. Investing in economy. One thing is for certain, investing in the Lord's economy, this economic development lifts all boats, raises all ships. The rising tide of salvation, the rising tide of sanctification, the rising tide of holiness, the rising tide of biblical ethics, the rising tide of the fear of the Lord, and that of prayer, praise, and worship, the rising tide of biblical study and knowledge, the rising tide of Christian generosity, tithes, offerings, alms, the rising tide of servanthood, the rising tide of church commitment and attendance. An investment in God's economy not only lifts our boat, but lifts the boats of others as well. Rising tides lifting the boats of the lost. Rising tides lifting the boats of our sons and daughters and sons and daughters. Rising tides lifting the boats of loved ones. Lifting the boats of co-workers. Church, we must never underestimate the power of investing in God's economy. And if it be so, is it not true that some investing takes time so to see the intended result? You know something? The Lord has invested and investing in his economy. Today, tomorrow, and every day, his tide rising, that boats be lifted, a standard of the Lord, that beached boats, stuck boats, shipwrecked boats sail and sail again, carried by the wind of the Spirit. Isaiah 59:19, New Living Translation, "In the west, people will respect the name of the Lord, and in the east, they will glorify him. For he will come like a raging flood tide, driven by the breath of the Lord." The Living Bible, "Then at last they will reverence and glorify the name of God from west to east. For he will come like a flood tide, driven by Jehovah's breath." The King James Version reads, "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." Respect the name of the Lord. Reverence and glorify the name of God. Fear the name of the Lord. You know, the Bible clearly says, Proverbs 9, verses 10 and 11, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased." Receive the word of the Lord today. Let the waters rise. A raging flood tide, a driven flood tide that boats, ships, lives, families, peoples, cities. Imagine how this city would be lifted if fear of the Lord took over. Be a different place. It'd be a better place. The rising tide, and all over boats are lifting. You know, I know that the Lord can do it. I believe the Lord can do it in the West and in the East. But you know what? The Lord uses our investment to lift boats, to raise ships, to usher in a raging flood tide, a driven flood tide, a tide driven by Jehovah's breath. And so here, the call to invest. To invest like never before. To increase the investment, to never stop, to never cease. To keep on investing even when the growth seems minimal. To trust in the Lord's economy. To know that His economy never fails. Because this rising tide lifts all boats. As we draw closer to the second coming of our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there will be happenings in nature. These happenings are signs, like the signs posted on a beach. Here be rising tides. Luke 21, beginning at verse 25, and there will be strange signs in the sun, moon, and stars. And here on earth, the nations will be in turmoil, perplexed by the roaring seas and strange tides. People will be terrified at what they see coming upon the earth, for the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with power and great glory. So when all these things begin to happen, stand and look up, for your salvation is near. What hope for the saints. And here too, hope for the lost. Strange tides. Strange signs. Nations in turmoil, perplexed by the roaring seas. People terrified at what they see coming on the earth. Oh, that it would be so. Heed the signs. The nations are in turmoil. It's time for perplexity and terror. For perplexity and terror are powerful agents to wake people up, to lift people up, to have them look up the roaring seas and strange tides. Verse 28, so when all these things begin to happen, stand and look up, for your salvation is near. Salvation for the saints, doom for the sinners. And yet if they would look now, heed the signs that be now, before the Son of Man rides the cloud with power and glory, their boats will be lifted and salvation will be their portion. The Wycliffe Bible, and when these things begin to be made, behold ye and raise ye your heads, for your redemption approacheth. It's a day to choose. It's a day to heed. It's a day to look up. A day to let the tide of the Lord, the tides of the Lord, lift your boat. For every boat docked at Babylon, Every boat that bears its flag, every boat beached at Babylon or at home in its shallow, putrid waters will receive its wages. Jeremiah 51, verse 42, reading from the Voice Bible, the rising tide of the sea has flooded Babylon. She disappears beneath its raging waves. The Message paraphrase, Babylon is finished. The pride of the whole earth is flat on her face. What a come down for Babylon, an end, to end up inglorious in the sewer. Babylon drowned in chaos, battered by waves of enemy soldiers. Her towns stink with decay and rot. The land empty and bare and sterile. No one lives in these towns anymore. Travelers give them a wide berth. I'll bring doom on the glutton god Bel in Babylon. I'll make him vomit up all the gulp down. No more visitors stream into this place, admiring and gawking at the wonders of Babylon. The wonders of Babylon are no more. Run for your lives! My dear people, run. Don't look back. Get out of this place while you can, this place torched by God's raging anger. Don't lose hope. Don't ever give up when the rumors pour in hot and heavy. One year it's this, the next year it's that. Rumors of violence, rumors of war. Trust me, the time is coming when I'll put the no gods of Babylon in their place. I'll show up. I'll show up the whole country as a sickening fraud with dead bodies strewn all over the place. Heaven and earth, angels and people will throw a victory party over Babylon when the avenging armies from the north descend on her. God's decree. That's the word. Run for your lives, my dear people. Run and don't look back. Get out of this place while you can. Run, baby, run. Is there a saint in the house today that needs a lift? For some, the answer is investment. Investment in God's economy. Full surrender to the tide of sanctification. The tide of holiness, the tide of biblical ethics, the tide of the fear of the Lord, the tide of prayer, praise, and worship, the tide of biblical study and knowledge, the tide of Christian generosity, tithes, offerings, alms, the tide of servanthood, the tide of church commitment and attendance. A rising tide. This rising tide lifts all boats. I want to encourage the saints today, invest for yourself and invest for those that are yours. Invest for your sons and daughters that their boats might be lifted. Parents in the house today, get your sons and daughters into the house of the Lord. Get them into the prayer services. Get them into the worship services. Get them carrying a Bible. Bring them to church, the children's program, Sundays and Tuesday nights. Bring your youth to Tuesday night youth ministry and drive them Friday nights. God will partner with you as you make a definitive decision to invest without wavering and compromise. And please, never keep your child from these as a form of punishment. How foolish that is. Son, daughter, you messed up. You're not going to youth on Friday night. Oh, I wonder if God's sanctioning your form of parenting. You know, the Lord is trusting you with souls. You say, they're my children. No, they are, but they're on loan to you. Souls in your house, in your care. There are some parents here, and there is a battle going on. And for every parent here, there is a battle going on. Listen, it is not time to relax. It is not time for concession. It is not time for ease. This is not a time to pull back and shrink back. This is not a time to have the mouth of a child or a youth dictate and direct your investment, your investing, and the investing of your household. Woe to those that are at ease in Zion. It is a day to make your investment sure, your commitment sure, your decision sure, your determination sure. Joshua 24:15, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord the Lord's way. You say, well, I serve the Lord my way. That's a messed up kingdom. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord the Lord's way. It might be that there has been the allowance of things that are not right, that are not holy. Foxes, big foxes, little foxes. Think that it's no big deal? You need to act like a father and mother of God. You need to get things in holy order. Your boat lifted by a raging flood tide, driven by the breath of the Lord. You need to clean house. You need to stand up and shout, not in my house. Your home. Quit with the games. Souls are at stake, and a future in God's kingdom and economy. You say, if I try and set things right, the battle will only intensify. So be it. It's worth it that your son's, your daughter's boat rise. Listen, call on God and do what is right, and he will help you. For our responsibility is the governing of our house according to the patterns of the Lord. Psalm 56, verse 9. The very day I call for help, the tide of battle turns. My enemies flee. This one thing I know, God is for me. It's time. It's time. Son, daughter, this is my house. And as long as you live in my house, you will know and you will be shown that as for me and my house, we serve the Lord. Listen, sons and daughters come to live with the parents. Newsflash. Sons and daughters come to live with the parents. And yet, tragically today, many parents are living with their sons and daughters. Acquiescing, accepting something reluctantly, but without protest. And heaven forbid we be those that are unfit trainers. Listen, many, a son, a daughter, have messed with holy standard. Call it the great give-in. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Sounds like an investment. Sounds like investing in God's economy. Training takes investing. And parents, they be watching us. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. Tolkien said these words, It is not our part to master all the tides of the world, but to do what is in us for the succor of those years wherein we are set, uprooting the evil in the fields that we know, so that those who live after may have clean earth to till. What weather they shall have is not ours to rule. Is there a saint in the house that needs a lift? You are invested. You are loving the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. You're doing what's right. You're serving the Lord. We know that the enemy is against us. And we know that we live in a fallen world. Listen, we face things, forces, trials, battles. There are calamities. There are weapons against us. There are kingdoms against us. But take heart. Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And I ask today, what of the Spirit of the Lord in us? The Spirit of the Lord in us, raising up a standard. Lifting up a standard. Don't fight against it. Benjamin Franklin said, when you get into the tight place, a tight place, and everything goes against you, till it seems as though you could not hold on a minute longer, never give up then. For that is just the place and time when the tide will turn. When you're down to nothing, God is up to something. The faithful see the invisible, believe the incredible, and then receive the impossible. Where liberty dwells, there is my country. Keep investing. Keep investing in God's economy. The tide will turn. Receive comfort and assurance from the word of the Lord today. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Psalm 118, verses 5 to 16, reading from the message, pushed to the wall, I called to God. From wide open spaces, he answered. God's now at my side, and I'm not afraid. Who would dare lay a hand on me? God's my strong champion. I flick off my enemies like flies. Far better to take refuge in God than trust in people. Far better to take refuge in God than trust in celebrities. And the church said, amen. Hemmed in by barbarians, in God's name I rub their faces in the dirt. Hemmed in and with no way out, in God's name I rub their faces in the dirt. Like swarming bees, like wild prairie fire, they hem me in God's name I rub their faces in the dirt. I was right off the cliff edge, ready to fall, when God grabbed and held me. God's my strength. He's also my song, and now he's my salvation. Hear the shouts. Hear the triumph songs in the camp of the saved. The hand of God has turned the tide. The hand of God is raised in victory. The hand of God has turned the tide. A call to invest. A call to keep investing. Even when the return, even when the results seem minimal. Trust in the ways of the Lord. Trust in his principles, his precepts. Do you not know Jesus? Don't miss the tide. It's been said, time and tide will wait for no man. The time is now. The tide has come to lift your boat. These words, we must take the current when it serves or lose our ventures. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, for he says, in an acceptable time, I've heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Isaiah 45, verse 22, look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. People of God, invest. Invest in God's economy. It's the only hope that boats be lifted, a rising tide of investing. This is our time. This is our moment in history. This is our watch. This is our hour. If we just shore up our lives, what of the rising tide? Watchman Nee said, it is not only the proclamation of the whole truth that is needed today, it is the release of the spiritual reality which the truth expresses. And that can only be realized as we allow ourselves to be caught into the mighty onflowing tide of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Never underestimate the power of investing in God's economy. Ecclesiastes 11:1, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Listen, no matter our age, it's time to invest. Romans 12:11, one translation reads, do not let your zeal subside. Keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Joshua 14, beginning of verse 6, then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, you know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me to spy out the land, and I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land where your foot is trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. Hear the word of the Lord today. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am this day, 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Wow. Now, therefore, give me this mountain, of which the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. He wholly followed the Lord. Because he wholly followed the Lord, Caleb, the magnificent old man. Romans 12, verses 11 and 12, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient, that is persevering in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. No matter our age, It's time to invest. The time is now. Young person in the house of the Lord today, do not despise your youth. Do not deride it. Don't waste it. Seek God early in life. Become a warrior. By the power of God, take down lions and bears. Take down giants. Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. Wycliffe Bible, think upon thy Creator in the days of thy youth. The Amplified, remember thoughtfully also your Creator in the days of your youth, for you are not your own, but His. The Amplified Classic, remember earnestly also your Creator that you are not your own, but His property now in the days of your youth. Don't despise your youth and give no cause for others to despise it. 1 Timothy 4:12, let no one despise that is looked down. Look down on your youth. You know what the call is? Be an example to the believers. 12 years old, 13 years old, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. You're called to be an example to the believers. In what? In word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. The words of Billy Graham, I think American young people are beginning to say, we want something more than materialism. We want something more than sex and drugs. We want God. And so we're beginning to read stories of young people turning by the thousands to Jesus Christ. You know, I say, God, let it be in America and Canada and in every nation of the world. Further words, you're either a servant of God or a slave of Satan. Jesus said, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God in materialism. You cannot serve God in yourself. You have to put Christ first. You have to make a choice, and you stand at the crossroads. Here's the broad road. There's the narrow road. When you receive Christ, you go against the tide of the broad road. That's the reason it's not easy to be a Christian. It's not easy to really follow Christ. I'm not going to kid you, young people, and tell you it's easy. It's not. It's hard. If you want to be an all-out Christian, if you want to serve Jesus Christ with all your heart and be everything Christ wants you to be, it is not easy. It's tough. But if you want a challenge that'll pay off a million times in this life and in the life to come, by the Spirit of God, I challenge you. I challenge you to be an all-out Christian. I challenge you to serve Jesus Christ with all your heart. I challenge you to be everything Christ wants you to be. Let's have the worship team return today. Invest. Such beautiful words. The Living Bible, then at last they will reverence and glorify the name of God from west to east. For he will come like a flood tide driven by Jehovah's breath. I'm asking today And would you join with me? Borrowing these words, come in, O strong and deep love of Jesus. Like the sea at the flood in spring tides. Cover all my powers. Drown all my sins. Wash out all my cares. Lift up my earthbound soul and float it right up to my Lord's feet. And there, let me lie. A poor broken shell washed up by his love, having no virtue or value, and only venturing to whisper to him that if he will put his ear to me, he will hear within my heart faint echoes of the vast waves of his own love, which have brought me where it is my delight to lie, even at his feet, forever. It's time. A rising tide to lift all boats. If you're here and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, listen. Don't miss the tide. Don't miss the tide. You surrender your life. You know what he'll do for you? Psalm 103, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. He welcomes you into the family today. He extends grace and mercy to you in the person of Jesus Christ. Perhaps there's one here today. Someone listening to this message, or perhaps there's more than one in the room here today, and you're saying, I'm in. I'm going to invest. I'm going to invest in God's kingdom. I'm going to invest my life. I'm going to give my life to Jesus Christ. I'm going to surrender fully. No holding back. We don't give him parts and pieces and hold back other parts and pieces. Jesus gave his all for us. It's only right and reasonable that we give our all to him. Let's stand in the house of the Lord today as we sing this song out in closing. The altar's open. If you need prayer for anything, please come. If you're making a decision today to follow Jesus Christ, please come. Next Sunday, water baptism. Perhaps you've never invested. You could sign up today in the foyer. Add your name to the list. Say, God, I'm investing. Repent. Be baptized. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Perhaps there's parents in the house, and maybe even between the parents there's not unity. But there's a parent that's saying, I got a clean house. Not in my house. I have a responsibility. There's been concession. I've allowed the children to dictate my manner of investing. This is serious, people. It's time to say, I'm going to invest. Even though there might be a battle on the other side of this decision, I'm going to invest. God is for me. God will help me. Saints in the house today, you know you haven't been investing in certain things, in certain ways. Just go to work with the Lord right now. God, I know that area. And I pray that the Spirit of God will put a finger on those areas right now. Open our eyes. Unstop our ears, Lord. Wake us up, God. Wake us up. Wake us up.